On this first day of the year, we have been reluctantly looking back on Christmas, not reluctantly looking at Christmas, but we're reluctant to let Christmas go. And so we've spent a few days in studying John 1 and the great apostles' theological reflection upon the Advent. And we want to just take a brief look at verse 18 of chapter 1, where John makes this curious declaration, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Well, what on earth does John mean? Surely Adam and Eve saw God. Moses saw something that made his face glow. Jacob believed that he saw God when he wrestled with the angel. We believe that there were successive appearances of God to the great patriarch Abraham. We remember when Isaiah, in that great theophany, which is a fancy word which means a God appearing, we remember the great declaration of Isaiah 6 when Isaiah says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." So what does John mean? I think what he means is this, that no one has seen God at any time except, of course, when they saw God the second person, when they saw the only begotten Son of God who's always been in the bosom of the Father. What does this mean? Well, it suggests that the God appearings in the Old Testament, what we call theophanies, are actually Christophanies. They are appearances of Christ, that the visible God in the Old Testament was God the second person, even as the visible God in the New Testament is God the second person. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and I wish you a Happy New Year.